It's been said that farming is more than a job, it's a way of life. Farming is listed as the second most stressful occupation, and research shows over 30% of Canadian farmers exhibit depressive symptoms. Climate change, crop disease, changing commodity prices, and tariffs are some of the many factors contributing to the stress and anxiety of farmers, often leading to suicidal ideation. There are 500 trained guardians across Ontario, and Bethany Parkinson tells us more about the program. She is a sheep and beef cattle farmer and is the manager of psychological support and education for Agriculture Wellness Ontario. What is the Guardian Network?
Yeah, so the Guardian Network is one of the programs within Agriculture Wellness Ontario, and it focuses on both suicide prevention as well as life promotion for Ontario's agricultural community. So what the Guardian Network is, it's essentially a full-day training to equip folks with how to chat with someone about their mental health, how to start that conversation, but also to understand the warning signs and risks that farmers may be experiencing in terms of their mental health, but also experiencing suicidal ideation.
How did the Guardian Network get started?
Part of the study that was completed by the University of Guelph and definitely took the stats surrounding depression and mental health in general, but also suicidal ideation being two times higher than the non-farming population. So we really took that into account, and we adapted a training from Quebec. It's called the Sentinel Program. So it's very similar to Guardian Network, but the Quebec version of it from AQPS, and we brought it to the Ontario context. So the Guardian Network goes beyond the one-day training. We do have a program component outside of the training. So once a month, trained guardians are invited to participate in what's called Guardian Network Connect. So it's kind of like a lunch and learn. So once a month, guardians meet via Zoom. It's totally voluntary, totally optional. And we focus on a new mental health topic, and we connect and we check in with each other. So it's very much creating a sense of community among guardians and among like-minded people. And another component of the Guardian Network is we do have regional events, so targeted in-person events. We had one this past October in Calabogie, so for our Eastern Ontario folks, and then a few weeks ago we had one for Southwestern folks in Stratford. So it's great for smaller pockets of guardians to come together and connect with each other. And then we do have an annual symposium, so we have our this year's one coming up in October, and it is in Guelph, and all guardians are invited, and all components of the program are completely free. So with the training, it's completely free. The Guardian Network Connect, it's free.
Is this a provincially funded endeavor, or?
Yes, so we are funded by the province. We're funded with both the provincial and federal governments under the Sustainable Canadian Agricultural Partnership.
And is this, the awareness of suicide and depression in farmers, is this something new, or I mean?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything new, but what is newer about it is the research that has gone behind it and how we came to be with our programs within Agriculture Wellness Ontario. So the University of Guelph completed a study in 2016, and then they updated it in 2021, and they're currently updating the study again. So right now there is a survey going out it's a national survey for farmers to complete on their mental health. And the study came back with some pretty alarming statistics. So it indicated that farmers do experience both higher rates of stress, anxiety, depression, as well as suicidal ideation, much greater than the non-farming population. And due to like a number of factors within farming, the lifestyle farming, and the components that are so reliant on, and a number of things that are outside of farmers' control, especially with their finances, their career, their lifestyle, their livelihood. I would encourage folks, we actually are launching our new website today, so I would encourage folks to check it out. And more information of our programs are there. If folks do want to take a training, we have them all listed on our website as well. And if folks did want to host their own training, we can bring it to the their community as well. We are next week, actually, a Guardian Network training near Kingston. So we are out in Eastern Ontario next week. And the website is agriculturewellnessontario.ca. So hoping that folks can check out the website and get involved in one of our programs.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.